And those who are not fully vaccinated are not protected. So every individual that we vaccinate is a step forward. And across the summer months, we'll vaccinate millions more individuals. As the president said, we will do this by going community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, person by person, by partnering with local leaders, governors, mayors, doctors, school administrators, employers, faith leaders, and community organizers. Leaders that people know and trust.
At this point, the coronavirus vaccine should be seen for the tool that it is, a global governance eugenics weapon foisted upon the masses by the United Nations social engineers, who are determined to test the limits of their own power as their tentacles penetrate the federal, state, and local governments of the United States.
Vaccine nationalism hurts us all and is self-defeating. But on the flip side, vaccinating equitably saves lives, stabilizes health systems, and would lead to a truly global economic recovery that stimulates job creation.
Now, we can't force you to take a jab in the arm, but there are many jobs, perhaps, that can prevent you from working if you decide not to get vaccinated.
Dr. Reiner, given where things are going, is it time to move on from saying please to mandating?
I do think it's time to start mandating vaccines.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oft times door to door, literally knocking on doors to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
Now, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, professor of medicine at Stanford, he studies coming out of England about children under the age of 18 and COVID. We thought it was rare for children to die from COVID before, but it's pretty much not even a question now. Like 99.995% of those who they know had COVID, and of course there are many more who we haven't tracked, survived COVID. 25 kids under the age of 18 died of COVID. I think it was 19 had serious underlying respiratory and other issues.
Last year, in the United States, more children died of the flu than died of COVID.
Obviously, the eugenics overlords weren't pleased that bumbling Joe hadn't reached his July 4th goal of 70% vaccinated.
We are going to continue to press to get 12 to 18-year-olds vaccinated, to continue to work with communities where there's lower vaccination rates. That's one of the reasons we initiated these strike forces.
Jen Psaki's downplaying of her own description of a vaccine strike force going door to door will be her final undoing.
So these are grassroots voices across the country. They are not members of the government. They are not federal government employees. They are volunteers. They are clergy. They are trusted voices in communities who are playing this role in door knocking.
As the effort ramps up, she will have to contend with the arrogance of Dr. Fauci and the draconian incompetence of United States Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra.
It's none of the government's business knowing who has or hasn't been vaccinated. What do you say?
It is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business if we have to continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID and helping reopen the economy. And so it is our business to try to make sure Americans can prosper, Americans can freely associate, and knocking on a door has never been against the law. You don't have to answer, but we hope you do, because if you haven't been vaccinated, we can help dispel some of those rumors that you've heard and hopefully get you vaccinated.
Becerra's 24 years of overseeing the Los Angeles Democratic petri dish of Skid Row and then failing upwards as California's attorney general ensures that he will be a totalitarian health and human services secretary that will ignore fundamental constitutional rights, all in the name of the progressive agenda that is merely global governance in disguise. It's blatantly obvious. The power mad are recklessly running with the totalitarian opportunity to please their global masters, no matter what it takes.
Speaking for myself, it was a tremendous personal benefit.
It's like Dylan said, Bob Dylan, are birds free from the chains of the skyway? No, of course not. We are subject to the natural laws. But the laws of man should not be used to subjugate human beings. We are free.
John Baum reporting.
We know that the satanic principalities of this planet want us poisoned. They want to attack our bodies. They want to kill us because we're made in the image of God. But God gave us the components of ourselves, of our bodies, to be strong. We've got everything we need. That's why the globalists hit us with the bad halogens of fluoride, fluorine, bromide, you name it, instead of iodine. Our food, our water, our plants, everything we eat is deficient in it. The average person is deficient, and it attacks your IQ, it attacks your stamina and your libido and fertility particularly. Look into it. We have the purest iodine you're going to find anywhere on the planet in X2, and it's discounted right now with free shipping for 40% off in the dropper bottle. We have it for 60% off in the spray bottle. It's the exact same formula, but I want you to experience it for yourself. If you've been on the fence about iodine, this is the best. Try it today. It takes about 15 days to kick in. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and it funds the InfoWar. Only way you fail is not taking action.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. So glad you're here with us this morning. It is Monday, July 12th. This weekend was CPAC. I took a little trip up there on Saturday to visit, see what all the hubbub was all about. It was very exciting, very fun. Met a lot of very interesting people, a lot of politicians like Vernon Jones, and got to meet Joe Kent. That was pretty fun. A lot of content creators. Obviously, Nick Fuentes was there, Jaden McNeil, Sean Fitzgerald, the Actual Justice Warrior, Nuance Bro, John Doyle. It was a great time. And, of course, I never stepped foot in the actual CPAC event. It was just all of the fun shenanigans taking place all around. But most importantly, I got to meet a lot of fans of the show and supporters of InfoWars, and had a lot of great conversations with some regular viewers. Met Max in Kansas in person, regular caller. He was there. Got to hang out with him for a little bit. It was very fun and very interesting, the comparison between what was going on around CPAC and what was going on inside CPAC. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the program. But first, let's begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Monday, July 12th, 2021. Biden administration claims Cuban anti-communist protests are actually about the rising COVID cases and deaths. This will be our top story for today. President Joe Biden's administration responded to protests in Cuba against the communist regime on Sunday by issuing a statement through a minor official commending protests, quote, about rising COVID cases, deaths, and medicine shortages. Oh, is that what they were protesting? I thought they were screaming freedom and down with the dictatorship. I must have misheard them. On Sunday, protests broke out in Havana with several other Cuban cities, during which people chanted freedom and down with the dictatorship while marching against Communist Party institutions. The New York Times noted that while demonstrations were triggered by food and medicine shortages, they also openly protest against the communist government for the first time in nearly 30 years. Nearly 30 years it's been since the first last mass protest there in Cuba. People finally getting sick of being under the thumb of the communist. And we'll show you some videos from these demonstrations where, strangely enough, they're waving the American flag as if that's some sort of symbol of freedom, as if that represents, you know, opposition to the repression and oppression that's exerted by the communist dictatorship. I don't know if they've heard, but America is racist. And the flag is a racist symbol of hate. I don't know if they've gotten that message yet in Cuba. Apparently, they're still stuck on this idea that Americans are somehow free, as somehow different than what we're experiencing here in America. I don't know if Cuba's aware of this, but we tried protesting about 6 months ago. There was about 1 million people in D.C. trying to protest the United States government in an attempt to redress some of their grievances. The secret federal police are now rounding those people up en masse and jailing them without trial, not allowing them access to lawyers or the evidence against them, and completely violating every right that America seems to have. So, you know, I don't know. They're still waving the American flag. So somebody out there still believes in the promise of America. It's not us. Of course, how despicable is it to have this very brave action by the people of Cuba? I mean, the communists are still in charge. They will still disappear you. They're still sending out their black-clad police squadrons to eliminate dissidents. So instead of actually recognizing the incredible bravery of the Cuban people of actually standing up against this terror regime, the Biden administration is said co-opting their protests in order to try to continue to destroy the freedom here. So there you go. Just another day in Biden's America where even legitimate protest against the government and communism is turned into a protest for communism somehow. Really incredible. Really incredible stuff. According to the CDC, vaccine deaths jumped by 2,000 in just 1 week. Almost 500,000 adverse reactions reported. And remember, this is just the ones reported. And we know that theirs could represent no more than 1/10 of the actual reactions, since the vast majority go unreported as people literally just refuse to acknowledge that it was, in fact, the vaccine that's caused some of the deaths and reactions that we've seen lately. The newest data shows that between December 14th, 2020 and May 28th, a total of 438,441 total adverse events reported to VAERS, including 9,048 deaths. So rapidly approaching 10,000 reported deaths on the VAERS reporting system. So, you know, I don't know what the cap is, but might be 1 million, maybe 100,000. We know it's not 10,000. Sure, the vaccine killed 10,000 people, but how dare you question it? And if you say it's unsafe at all, you will be eliminated from the internet. Truly incredible. 10,000 people now dead as a result of reactions from the vaccine. Incredible. DHS training program prepares for rural lockdowns, mask public quarantines against the unvaccinated. A Department of Homeland Security training program has provided a model for the federal government to normalize mass public quarantine measures despite the fact infections and deaths are dropping in the U.S. A website by the Rural Domestic Preparedness Consortium, a training provider for the Department of Homeland Security, outlines a program called MG-433 Isolation and Quarantine for Rural Communities, how to begin rounding up unvaccinated American citizens for mass quarantine centers. This 8-hour instructor-led course is designed to provide the knowledge necessary to begin planning for situations requiring the isolation and quarantine of large portion of local rural population. Training will provide public and private sector emergency managers, community policymakers, public health, public safety personnel, and with the general knowledge necessary to begin planning for situations requiring the isolation and quarantine of a large portion of local rural population. So that's interesting. This disturbing revelation comes as the Biden administration prepares to deploy door-to-door vaccine strike forces nationwide, which, according to the internal documents, will entail clearing buildings and flagging unvaccinated individuals for quarantine measures. I wonder if bulletproof vests are included in that training. I wonder. Wonder if we'll wake up before all of this gets put into place, or if we'll just continue to be blindly led down the path towards total control. Speaking of, Australia announces the beginning of a new world order as harsh COVID lockdowns are imposed. We'll show you this video a little bit later in the program. Disturbing footage out of Australia shows New Wales MP declare the beginnings of a new world order as the government locks down the entire country over COVID once again. Minister for Health and Medical Research Brad Hazard dismissed lockdown concerns as just the way it is, claiming the citizens must accept this new world order paradigm. This is a world pandemic, Hazard said Saturday. It's a 1-in-100-year event, so you can expect we will have transmission from time to time. That's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. And you just have to accept it. It's being imposed upon you, so you just have to accept it. You have to accept it or they'll kill you or put you in jail. So, you know, we just have to accept it. We just have to accept this thing or else we'll kill you, right? And that's essentially what they're saying. And just incredible footage coming out of Australia. Again, we'll go to that footage later in the program. German court orders YouTube to pay 100,000 euros for censoring pandemic protest footage. YouTube has been fined 100,000 euros by the German High Regional Court at Dresden after it wrongly deleted a user's video which showed a massive pandemic lockdown protest in Switzerland and then failed to reinstate the video immediately after the court ordered it to do so on April 20th. Instead, the company waited nearly a month to revive the video, which led to last week's fine issued on July 5th. So again, it's like Cubans protest against their government, and the Biden administration celebrates them for protesting against the lack of COVID controls, completely misappropriating that entire movement happening in Cuba right now. Meanwhile, you have actual protests against government overreach in places like Switzerland. YouTube deletes that video from the internet because, you know, they control what people are allowed to complain about now, right? And it's just a human right to be able to protest and speak out freely against oppression against you. It's something we used to hold dear here in America, but now, even if a million people get together with a singular purpose in order to try to free themselves from government restrictions, you might never hear about that because Google and the mainstream media and everybody else in power decides that, well, these people aren't worth hearing from, so you're not allowed to. We'll be right back.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fund in the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll finish up with our daily dispatch here from the Gateway Pundit. Learn how to spot suspicious behaviors. FBI encourages Americans to snitch on their own family and friends. The FBI on Sunday encouraged Americans to snitch on their own family members and friends, saying, quote, family members and peers often are best positioned to witness signs of mobilization to violence. Help prevent homegrown violent extremism. Visit USA.gov to learn how to spot suspicious behaviors and report them to the FBI. Just spy on your family members. Just spy on your friends. Make sure to be watching them at all times. Maybe when they step out of the room, you can try to unlock their phone and go through their messages. And you can be the arm of the FBI, and you can, you know, get into people's information in ways that they can't. You can be the eyes and the ears on the ground, violating the rights of those you hold dear and turning them over to the United States government for proper re-education. This can be you. You can be a hero. You can save the world. You can save America by being a snitch and turning in your fellow Americans. Isn't it wonderful to see everybody have such patriotism these days? I'll talk a little bit more about this later in the program as well. The FBI outlines suspicious behaviors to watch for in its 32-page bulletin. Although the FBI surprisingly focused on Islamic terrorism, they also describe behaviors by other homegrown extremists to watch out for. Is your friends and family watching InfoWars with Alex Jones? Are they subscribed to Nick Fuentes on band.video? Turn them in to Big Brother now for your reward. You'll be rewarded with a pat on the head from your betters. The FBI views retweeting or linking to violent extremists as suspicious behaviors. And remember, violent extremists means QAnon followers and MAGA grandmas. Remember, if one of your family members ever, even once, expresses an opinion that is counter to the prevailing and dictated narrative from our leadership in the United States government, turn them in immediately. They must be reeducated. Their difference of opinion represents an existential crisis and a threat to our democracy. We can't just let people be out there thinking things for themselves and, you know, looking at information that is counter to what's being dictated from Washington, D.C. We must shut them down immediately, turn them in, imprison them, torture them, hold them without bail, keep them from the evidence of their charges. Don't even charge them with anything. Just torture them without charges. It's all in the NDAA. It's all in the Patriot Act. It's legal. Let's do it. Turn me in. Harrison Smith, domestic terrorist. I'm up here questioning things that the government tells us. Am I even allowed to do that anymore? How dare I? FBI better get on my case right away. I'm liable to say things that they don't like, and that's illegal in America. We know that. Yeah, our country's gone. I don't know if we're aware of this yet, but it's gone. It's over. There is hope, and I'll talk about it. I saw some of it at CPAC. The hope is in the young, and the young are fired up and very strategic. It's very interesting. Moving on here, fearing the worst, police launch raid after a hero maid discovers a weapons cache near the All-Star game. Would you look at that? Right when the FBI says, turn in your neighbors and friends, we find a hotel maid saving hundreds of people from a Las Vegas-style shooting. Maybe, or maybe it was just somebody with a gun in a hotel room. Local station reported that the incident, quote, doesn't appear to be related to the All-Star Week events. So four people were arrested in Denver on Friday night after a hotel maid was alarmed at finding weapons in a room. Could have been a Las Vegas style shooting, or could have just been, you know, hunters in Colorado, you know, going out and hunting. But no, they have guns, they have bullets, therefore they are terrorists. What, you think you're just allowed to bear arms in America? No. America is about diversity, being helpless, dependent on the government, and not having any guns ever. That's what America is about. It's always been that way. If you question that, the FBI might just have to come knocking. Utterly unacceptable. Judge blasts D.C. jail for not allowing the January 6th Capitol defendant access to evidence. Just How many constitutional rights can we violate at a single go? Practically all of them. Your ability of free speech, to redress and protest the government for redress of grievances. That's illegal now. Fourth Amendment, preventing warrantless searches and seizures. That's just out the window. Fifth Amendment, ability to actually have a speedy trial, actually see the evidence that's presented against you. No, all of that's out the window now. The government deems you a terrorist for entering a building that a police officer is holding the door open for you to enter in. They'll just arrest you. They'll disappear you. They'll put you in solitary confinement. They'll block your ability to access your lawyers. They'll hide the evidence from you. They'll keep you there for 6 months. They'll beat the hell out of you. They'll crack your skull and make your eye fall out, as has happened to one of the defendants of January 6th. And then maybe, after they've psychologically tortured you, ruined your life, seized all your money, put you on a no-fly list, banned you from areas of the country, they might not even charge you after all. Yeah, maybe they'll just let you go after that. Why do we have the Second Amendment again? I forget. Oregon's bootleg fire burns through 150,000 acres as wildfires rage through west. Some areas of Klamath County were forced to evacuate as wildfire continued to spread and was 0% contained on Sunday. 0% contained in what is being called the bootleg fire. Bootleg fire in southern Oregon nearly doubled in size from Saturday to Sunday to more than 150,000 acres as extreme heat waves and wildfires continue to scorch the west. But hey, at least you drive a hybrid, right? This entire forest going up in flames. And I wonder what the what's the carbon output? I mean, that's the only important thing, right? Forget the hundreds of thousands of acres of old growth forest destroyed by mismanagement and a failure to actually spend government money on anything that matters whatsoever. No, we need carbon taxes and we need to stop you from, using your microwave for too long. That's what the real problem is, folks. It has nothing to do with the inability for Democrat governments in California and Oregon to stop just the most predictable thing ever. It just happens every year. Just every year we'll just burn hundreds of thousands of acres of forest, do nothing to stop it. By the way, almost all of these are caused by arson. I don't know if anybody else reports on this, but every year, like, dozens of people are arrested for starting these fires. I don't know if that's worth mentioning or not. But now let's blame it on global warming. Let's double down on the carbon tax credit. Let's ignore everything else. Keep poisoning the earth and destroying nature. No end in sight. Biden sending strike force to Chicago to help curb a spike in violent crime, which is good, I think. We need to get those white supremacists. They're out of control in Chicago. Charlottesville takes down Lewis Clark and Sacagawea statue, as well as removing the Robert E. Lee statue. This was a statue of Lewis Clark in Sacagawea, showing Sacagawea. See, she's bending over because she's a tracker. That's what her job in the organization was. But no, they claim that this is humiliating. I have a lot to say about this. Especially in the sense of what type of cultures even make statues? What type of culture has elites that we want to build statues? You think anybody's ever going to build a statue to Jeff Bezos? No.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund her operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta. And you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. Iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you're supposed need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points, at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Today's a historic day, ladies and gentlemen, here at American Journal. For the first time in the 7 months or so that we've been doing this program, first time ever, my video list has made it to 2 pages. That's how many videos we have to show you today. God knows if we'll get to even half of them, but it's good to have them just in case. Producer Dave was like, you know, you don't have to download the entire internet for every show. It's like, well, kind of do. I kind of do, though. After all, it's Monday, so we have the whole weekend of stuff to cover. We'll be talking about Cuba. We'll be talking about South Africa. In fact, let's talk about that now here. We'll finish up the Daily Dispatch. Zuma jailed. Arrest as protests spread in South Africa. Dozens of people have been arrested in South Africa as violence spreads following the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma. Pro-Zuma protesters first took to the streets after the 79-year-old handed himself to authorities on Wednesday to begin a 15-month sentence. But police now say criminals are taking advantage of the chaos, which spreads from his home province of KwaZulu-Natal to Johannesburg. More than 60 people have been arrested. On Sunday, protesters armed with sticks, golf clubs, and branches were seen marching through Johannesburg's central business district. That night, some 300 people had barricaded a major highway in Johannesburg. According to Nat Joints, the National Intelligence Agency, images show buildings and cars on fire. About 800 people were also involved in an incident in which one police officer was shot in Alexandra, a township in Johannesburg, South Africa's economic hub. Two other officers were hurt. Police also responded to reports of looting in both Johannesburg and KwaZulu-Natal. It's unclear if they're linked to the pro-Zuma protest or whether they're just looting for the fun of it, rioting for the fun of it. We don't know, but it's looks an awful lot like staring into our future, doesn't it? Really incredible. Finally, we have this. Ignore no soliciting signs. Use your script. Vaccine door-knocking documents revealed. As Biden administration peddles its plan to send door-knocking missionaries across America to spread vaccine awareness and keep track of who's vaccinated and who's not, White House-coordinated FEMA surge teams are being assembled to reinforce local efforts on the ground. Yes, folks, while literally millions of people are pouring across our border completely unbidden and unhindered as crime and violent crime, especially in murder and all sorts of horrible things skyrocket across the United States as unemployment explodes, as the entire country just collapses into chaos and violence and nonsense and criminality. The Biden administration very, very concerned about making sure that you get an experimental jab. That's what we need to be spending our money on. That's the good use for strike teams, I think. Very good. Very good indeed, folks. We're so screwed. We're so screwed. On one hand, we just have this onslaught of just totalitarianism, just full bore, pedal to the metal, balls to the wall, destruction of the entire United States, imprisonment of political enemies, torture of peaceful protesters, just everything you would expect from the most ruthless totalitarian regime. And on the other hand, we have the Republicans. We have the GOP. We have CPAC. Okay? This is the orc armies of Mordor coming at us, and we have Ted Cruz there. There is hope, though. It's in the young, where it always is. Of course, Nick Fuentes made a appearance at CPAC. And was very rapidly removed. We can go to some of these videos here, 12 and 13. This is the Groyper invasion of CPAC. We can just sort of play it as B-roll. Whatever it is, Nick Fuentes has it. Alex Jones has it. Nick Fuentes has it. It's incredibly similar, the sort of spirit that Nick Fuentes and Alex Jones conjure when they show up at a place like CPAC or a place where the a very important vested interest of the GOP reside. They show up and you start seeing security start talking into their lapel microphones very intensely. They start scrambling. They start appearing at the edges. Suddenly Dallas PD is there. Meanwhile, what's happening? Nick Fuentes is walking through the halls chanting. Oh no, call the cops. Get the cops in here. Arrest this man. He's not doing anything, obviously. He's not going anywhere where he's not permitted to go. It's a public area, public hotel. It's exactly the same thing that happens with Alex Jones. So it's amazing. You have CPAC. The theme of CPAC this year was America Uncanceled. And, you know, Nick Fuentes gave a speech at a nearby hotel later that day on Saturday. And the best part of the speech, in my opinion, was where he had this long graphic that showed every single speaker that was appearing at CPAC with a chart showing that not a single one of them has been canceled from a single platform. Let me repeat that. Not a single speaker at CPAC, aside from the President of the United States, has been canceled from a single social media outlet. Every single one of them still has their Twitter. Every single one of them still has their YouTube. Every single one of them still has their Facebook and their Instagram. So you have a ton of people who haven't been canceled keeping out the people who have been canceled and then calling their event America Uncanceled. Does this make any sense to anybody else? Or is something else going on here? Or are the people that run CPAC the exact same people that cancel the likes of Nick Fuentes and Alex Jones? Obviously, right? Here's where they're groiping a reporter from like Salon or something, right? Just the most far left publication you can possibly imagine. You know, very busy publishing articles about how being white is evil, how all Trump supporters are white supremacists, anti-Semitic, weirdos, how you need to castrate your son, turn him into a girl. Come on in. Welcome in. CPAC pass, here you go. Fully verified. You have a VIP pass, in fact. Have a press pass. You get to go backstage. You get to shake hands with anybody you want. You get to speak if you want to. I mean, after all, you're just a far leftist reporter bent on the destruction of the United States. Why wouldn't we want you there? Nick Fuentes, get him the hell out of here. An America First, truly grassroots thought leader on the new right, get him the hell out of here. Destroy him. Evict him. Burn him at the stake. Those sharp-eyed viewers can recognize a very handsome InfoWars host in the background of these videos. Yours truly. That was the Groyper invasion of CPAC. Again, just how amazing. America uncanceled, and not a single person speaking has actually been canceled. Truly incredible. And then to see everybody on Twitter and everywhere else, they all have exactly the same criticisms of the videos that you just saw, or of Nick Fuentes in general. And it's kind of hilarious, right? It's all, these look like 12-year-olds. Like, guess what? Some of them are 12-year-olds. Oh, no. Oh, that's so embarrassing. The youth are getting involved. There are young men, 12 and 13 years old, dressing up in suits and getting involved in politics at that early of an age. Yeah, that doesn't scare the crap out of the globalists. That's not terrifying to them. No. They're going to mock it, right? Like, God, these people look 12. It's like, well, that kid's 12. He's 12 years old. Of course he looks 12. Look at the kid on the right. He's like literally 12 or 13 years old. God bless him. He's in a suit. He's involved. He's fearless. He's taking on the establishment. That scares the crap out of the establishment. But nobody ever actually addresses what Nick Fuentes says, just like they don't address what Alex Jones says. They don't address what this movement actually means. They don't address the hypocrisy of America Uncanceled, deleting or, you know, keeping out somebody who has just this week been canceled by the ADL and the SPLC. Remember, it was July 7th that the SPLC wrote a hit piece on Nick Fuentes calling for him to be banned. On the 8th, the ADL wrote a hit piece on Nick Fuentes calling for him to be banned. And then on the 9th, he was banned. Well, isn't that convenient? Isn't that nice? Isn't it good that they let us know who exactly controls who's allowed to speak on the internet and who's not? Very polite of them to let us know that. And they just, the only criticisms you see are like what middle schoolers mock each other for. Like, you're revealing your own immaturity by using these childish insults. They don't affect us.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year. And now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh boy, is there a lot to cover today, folks. Let's begin with some international news here. As the Cuban people, for the first time in 30 years, rise up in protest against the communist government. Several videos of this making the rounds on Twitter. Let's begin with clip number 9. Here is it, crowds in the streets of Cuba chanting for freedom. Let's roll it. Chanting freedom now, freedom now, freedom now, or as the Biden administration hears it, more communism, more communism, more communism. Because after all, the Biden administration now claims that the Cuban anti-communist protests are actually about the rising COVID cases and deaths. You know, you ask yourself, if you have a massive protest with tens of thousands of people protesting against the inefficacy and failures of socialized medicine and the restrictions brought about by COVID lockdowns, am I talking about the UK or Cuba? Well, both. Because, once again, the COVID hoax has allowed governments to go completely totalitarian, even if they are theoretically liberal. Truly incredible. Let's go to clip number 17. Mass protests erupt in several cities in Cuba over the poor state of socialized medical system. Protesters demand freedom from communist dictatorship. You can see the just massive size of the crowd. And I don't know if you noticed in that last clip that we played that they're actually waving the American flag because they still believe that America represents freedom, a sign of freedom. It does, doesn't it? And isn't waving the American flag in Cuba a sign of resistance, a sign of rebellion? I bet you could be arrested, jailed, disappeared for waving an American flag, possibly even owning an American flag in Cuba. Wonder how long it'll take America to get to that point. Wonder how long it'll take before Americans are waving the American flag in America in a desperate attempt to get back to the freedom that we once enjoyed. You know, it's already happening in many cases. Strangely enough, the Biden administration doesn't seem to understand what this whole communism thing is all about, do they? When you have Julie Chung, acting assistant secretary for the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs, say on Twitter that Cubans were exercising their right to peacefully assemble to protest COVID and medicine shortages. Okay, first of all, that's not what they're protesting. They're not protesting medical shortages. They're not protesting COVID. That makes no sense. What does that even mean? Protesting the flu. Ah, what? That makes no sense. Not protesting COVID. They're protesting the extreme measures by the government. But it's kind of strange, isn't it, that Julie Chung would say that they are, quote, exercising their right to peacefully assemble. They don't have that right. That's not a right that communists give to their citizens. That's illegal in communist governments, just like it is basically illegal here. And try to hold a protest. You'll be shut down. You'll be called terrorist. You'll be jailed for 6 months. And we're going to get into some of that a little bit later in the program. But just to emphasize exactly what I'm saying here, let's go to clip number 10, because as the Cuban people go to exercise their right to peacefully assemble, strangely enough, the communists are sending black-clad, masked death squads to round them up. Isn't that interesting? Here's clip number 10. Cuba's communist regime is mobilizing its infamous black berets to shut down the uprising that's currently underway across the island. Trucks full of soldiers being sent out to shut down the Cuban people for actually standing up and wanting to overthrow the communist regime. So good for them. God bless them. There's one thing we keep saying about what's going on here in America. You can vote yourself into communism, but you have to fight yourself out of it. On Sunday, protests broke out in Havana, several other Cuban cities, during which people chanted freedom and down with the dictatorship. New York Times noted that while the demonstrations were triggered by food and medicine shortages, you know, the chronic failure of communism to fulfill even the most basic needs for its citizens, sort of typical, sort of been going on for a while now, right? But they also openly protest against the communist government for the first time in 30 years. Some activists called it the largest spontaneous popular protest since Fidel Castro took power in 1959, with protesters openly denouncing the regime of Miguel Díaz-Canel. So, I mean, to me, this is a bit of hope. It shows that even after 50 years of total communist control, of 50 years of brainwashing, 50 years of keeping people as slaves in their own homes, 50 years of people risking death and being eaten by sharks to try to cross an ocean to get away from this incredibly destructive ideology, freedom still burns. People still want to be free. You can't indoctrinate freedom out of people. You can't crush people's will, even after 50 years. That human impetus to demand freedom, to demand liberty, to not be under the thumb of some corrupt bureaucrat in the capital city still burns. There's got to be a wake-up call to the globalists who really think they're on the edge of bringing about their so-called New World Order. And my God, the videos that I will show you from Australia today are truly incredible. We have videos from South Africa to show you as well. I have videos from the UK that I'm not sure I can show on TV. I'm really not sure I can show them on TV because, after all, I don't know, apparently what you can show to children during reading time in local libraries is so degenerate and filthy that I'm afraid to show it on American TV. But it's being shown to children in the UK, so maybe I'll have to show you that as well. I'll wait till a little bit later. I will wait till people have breakfast, and then I'll get into some of that. Oh, my God. so many videos to show. I'm also going to open up the phone lines. I'll go ahead and do that now. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. Let us know what you thought about this weekend's events. It's CPAC. Of course, I didn't even cover it, but there was the big UFC fight with Donald Trump showed up. Mel Gibson was there. Really brutal ending with a broken ankle that really hurts to even look at. You also had sports news with Italy and England going to head-to-head in a soccer match. And the winner of that game was the racist. The racist won that game. It's all so stupid. It's all unbelievably stupid, everything we have to deal with here. I'm going to go to a video here now. Let's go to video number 7, because just as we move forward into today's program, I just want you to remember that none of this is happening by accident. None of it is simply occurring spontaneously. Everything that we're seeing, that we're going to discuss here, has been pre-planned. It's now rolling out as part of a larger network of total control. And just to remind you of that, here's clip number 7 of all of our global elites all saying the exact same thing. Let's go to it.
It's a very pertinent question to ask, how do we build back better?
To build back better or whatever. We have a chance to reset the clock and build back better than before.
To build back better than before.
Remember the terrible damage of COVID as we try to build back from this global pandemic.
Joe Biden calls it build back better.
Build back better.
Building back better.
To do things differently. To build back better.
We're going to build it back better.
And build it back better.
In my plan to build back better.
Start taking all the problems that have been created in education and mental health and start to build back in a positive way.
I have launched a booklet called Build Back Better. Britain after coronavirus.
It's about building this country back better.
Growing conspiracy following it. It is called the Great Reset.
An unprecedented opportunity to rethink and reset the ways in which we live.
The great opportunity for reset.
The theory even calls Mr. Biden's campaign slogan, Build Back Better, a front for the conspiracy.
Build Back Better.
Building back better our economy.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle, to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Austin, Texas, like many ActBlue Soros strongholds, has a district attorney problem. Inexperienced Austin DA Jose Garza is releasing most first-time offenders back into a city where crime has skyrocketed.
Police say this year they have seen an increase in property crime overall. In fact, they've responded to more than 700 robberies. That's up 9% compared to last year.
You can see serious crimes are up. As of April, murders in Austin up significantly this year, 200% compared to 5 years ago.
While Garza is at odds with the investigation surrounding the two teenagers who shot 14 people in downtown Austin, killing one and paralyzing another.
In our top story tonight, police have dropped all charges against a 17-year-old Harker Heights student accused in a deadly mass shooting on Austin's famous 6th Street.
Yeah, now police say they have a new suspect, 19-year-old DeAndre Jamaris White.
While bringing an indictment regarding a clear case of self-defense in the shooting death of activist Garrett Foster a year after there were no charges brought.
The Army sergeant who shot and killed a well-known Austin Black Lives Matter protester is indicted on 3 charges, including murder in Travis County.
The shooting death of Garrett Foster, who was carrying an assault-style rifle at the time in downtown Austin, made national headlines and raised issues about self-defense and Second Amendment rights.
And now District Attorney Jose Garza has managed to violate due process. The Austin Police Association was made aware of possible allegations of misconduct by Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza and members of his office. Based on the information provided in the Brady Notice and the motion for the request for an evidentiary hearing, the inappropriate and illegal behaviors extend to the highest levels of the Travis County District Attorney's Office and to Jose Garza in his official capacity. The alleged conduct is beyond disturbing and further complicates 2 very serious cases, one involving a child victim of an aggravated sexual assault and the other a homicide. In Jose Garza's short time in office, he has allowed the Travis County District Attorney's Office to be severely tainted, brought a lack of credibility, honesty, and professionalism to the top prosecutorial office in Travis County. In order to restore a level of public confidence back to the District Attorney's Office, the results of an investigation into the allegations should be made public and appropriate legal actions or sanctions applied if warranted. Court records show that an assistant district attorney with the Travis County DA's office has resigned. They state the reason as being the current leadership in the DA's office that has put them in a position that compromises their ethics, morals, and standards of professional conduct.
I know we have a lot of DSA comrades, and I'm going to pass it off to our own elected official, Jose Garza. We went all in to elect him to DA, and we're all very excited about the work that his office is doing.
Obviously, our struggle isn't over. We have so much work ahead of us. We instituted a new policy, and it was pretty radical on April 1st. We instituted a new radical policy, and that policy was to say that no one who does not pose a threat to our community should be sitting in jail simply because they can't afford to get out. Pretty crazy stuff, huh? By implementing that radical policy, as we sit here today, our jail population is hovering around 1,500 on a daily basis and dropping every day.
A big, huge round of applause for Jose. We're, you know, it's so inspiring. And I think having people like you in office is a really great way to see how we as socialists can take power and do good things for our community.
Garza's office reveals the dysfunction we have come to expect from those aiming to tear apart a once thriving Austin, Texas, and reducing it into a liberal hellhole. John Bound reporting.
God, imagine that. A socialist gets elected. He releases criminals, and the whole thing was based on a lie. He's now being charged by the police with massive amounts of corruption inside of his office. What? I'm so surprised.
Iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you're supposedly need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas.
Welcome back, folks. Phone lines are filling up this morning on American Journal. We'll go to those calls very shortly. I'm going to go to a couple very important videos first. And I do want to remind you that everything we do here at InfoWars is supported entirely by you out there, the InfoWarriors. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of some of our incredible specials. Get yourself some of our really high-powered supplements. And best of all, every dollar you spend there goes directly into this war machine, this information war machine, as we wage battle against the globalists by exposing their despicable lies and fighting back against the creeping and ever-accelerating institution of totalitarianism here in America and around the world. We thank you so much. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, it's what allows us to do all of this. And really the support that I experienced going to CPAC, you know, it was fun going to CPAC this year because usually when we go to CPAC, it's a pretty big event. We'll bring the tank, we'll bring, you know, a dozen people, reporters and cameras, and we'll make a big show of it. This year, we opted not to do that CPAC, so I decided just to go by myself and just have a good time, hang out. And I'm glad I did so because I made a lot of really great connections. Got to meet a lot of you out there and have some great conversations, but also got to rub elbows with a lot of people. And hopefully some very good interviews will come out of that. And we'll have a lot of really great guests here on American Journal. So I want to thank everybody for supporting us and helping to convince us that it's not all hopeless. That's not all lost. The number of young people that I met there that were very, very well involved in thinking strategically about how to move forward. These kids, I mean, half my age and younger are volunteering with politicians. They're getting involved. They're getting into these organizations. They're making a difference. And they've got their head on their shoulders and they recognize the true severity of the threat that we're under because they see what's happening to other kids their age and how brainwashed they are and how likely it is that if nothing is done very shortly, we will fall into a form of totalitarianism, communism, socialism, from which freedom will be very, very hard fought. Here's a video I want to go to. Clip number 14. This is a video from the UK of a guy with a cell phone camera literally shutting down a creepy vaccination center located in the mall. So a few things to look for as you watch this video. One, there's nobody there getting vaccinated. There's about 10 people working at the vaccine place. Nobody actually there. No patients, no people actually going to get the vaccine. There are 10 people, 10 salaries being paid, right? Like tens of thousands of unused vaccines sitting back there just waiting for suckers to come up and get injected. They probably have stretchers there and the shock pads to reawaken people once they collapse from this poison shot. But look at the way these people act. It's not human. It's really not. It's truly bizarre. It's like, I don't know if zombie-like is the right way to say it. It's guilty the way they act, I guess. Like they're acting like they're guilty. Like if someone comes up and starts filming you and you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing, that's the way these people are acting. But it's almost beyond that. Really one of the creepiest videos I've ever seen. And just the way these sort of soulless zombie people operate and how terrified they are when just a regular citizen with a camera phone shows up and starts filming them. Very, very strange behavior on display right here in the UK. Let's roll it.
See? Yeah. Hello. What?
No photography.
What does it say about then?
Yeah. No phone. No photography.
Inside. Office. Inside, you mean?
Yeah, but you're recording inside.
Yeah, I can film inside, but I'm not allowed in there to record, right?
You're not allowed to record in there.
I am allowed to record in there.
No, you're not.
I'm allowed to film inside. I'm not allowed inside to film. Yeah, I'm sound.
Does this seem like something the government is proud of? Seem like something they're excited about? Is this the way you act?
No, we spoke before.
What you're doing is on the up and up.
Yeah. Thank you. Will you just tell them then?
Yeah, I will.
Cheers.
I'm just going to close the door.
Yeah, that's all right. Like I say, you can close the doors. That's...
There you go. Shut it down.
That's how you shut down the vaccination centre. Look at this.
How creepy is that? How creepy is that? He shows up, there's like a bunch of people sitting outside, a bunch of people hanging out, and they're just like, no, you're not allowed to film. You're not allowed to film. Well, why not? Why not? National Health Service, government organization, the government is giving out injections, and yet when someone shows up with a camera, they all start freaking out. No, no, you're not allowed to film. You're not allowed. Everybody get inside. Shut the door. Lock the door. Shut it down. Somebody's filming us. Very creepy, right? Very, very strange. Very, very creepy. And I'm sure, you know, this is the training that they receive. They're told, like, if someone comes up and starts filming, you shut it down right away. You hide. You get in there. Do they ask why? Do they, why? It's okay if people film this. It's just a vaccine center. We're very proud of this, aren't we? No, no, you're not. You're scared. You're scared of this information getting out. Just truly bizarre, isn't it? Right, let's go out to some phone lines. We got Vinny from Long Island saying Long Island is or it should turn into its own state. Interesting. So perhaps a secession movement on Long Island. I could get behind that. Thanks for calling in, Vinny. You're on the air.
Harrison, how you doing, pal?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Living in a society filled with, as you said, people brainwashed and not knowing what's going on up here. So that's why we're taking action, as you said, before they can take action. They've taken action, but we're going to stop them, and we're going to make a movement that's going to stop it all. It's called the Fat Man Resistance. But before I say anything, I want to let everybody know to please go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy even anything as simple as $20 funds the InfoWar. It funds us. It's us. It's to fund the Paul Revere's and all the people out there that are trying to stop this global tyrannical takeover. It's awful, man. Everybody up here, I was on before. We had spoken about DMX receiving the vaccine.
Right.
You're right. Yeah. Very upsetting thing up here. You know, it is. I have a story for you. My mother and my father. My father got sick in March. They got convinced at the hospital to get Pfizer. Thank God they got Pfizer, because with the other vaccines, I'm seeing magnets sticking to people's arms.
Right.
That's not, and they say, conspiracy. No. That's not a conspiracy. That's disgusting. Communism. Both my grandparents fought in World War II to stop this. And now there was Nuremberg trials to stop this. And now people like Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, and the disgusting globalists like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are destroying this country. It is insane. Sir, when I post something on Instagram, my view count, I posted our American Journal clip, let's say, back in the day when it was like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I got more views than my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Now, my views cut off, bro. It's like Donald Trump Jr. It's insanity. It's insanity, bro. And everybody up here, the thing is, we have a group, you know, Long Island, Suffolk County, we're all red over here. We all have a brain.
Yeah, so what are y'all doing? Tell me about that. We only have about 45 seconds left, but tell us where people can go to support you.
Listen, we have an entire resistance. It's called the Batman Resistance. We're in contact right now with Mr. Zeldin, and we're trying to make Long Island into a state. Because you know what? If the commies want to have Puerto Rico, give it to them. Because you know what? Long Island will produce plenty more of electorals, and I don't see why. If a state that's not even attached to the United States is going to be a state, that Long Island, with no burning, no looting, no crime, no nothing, all just peaceful protests. I ran the biggest peaceful Back to Blue MAGA protest on this island, okay? We've had no nothing. Why should we not be a state? We're the example of New York. We're not the burning, the looting Mayor de Blasio. And
you know, I think secession movements need to break out all across the United States. You need to break away from your communists in New York. We need to break away from D.C.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, we're going to go back out to the phone calls here in just a moment. Max from Kansas wants to talk about people comparing 9-11 to January 6th. Let's talk about January 6th for a minute here, because we have some new updates to the treatment and the cases of some of the so-called January 6th defendants. These horrible domestic terrorists, white supremacy, anti-Semite insurrectionists that we're dealing with. The existential threat to our homeland, the people who practically killed democracy themselves, of course, by peacefully protesting at the United States Capitol. Of course, a friend of ours, Ethan Nordine, accused Proud Boy leader, January 6th conspirator, filed a 52-page argument to get his indictment dismissed and begins with a statement, prosecution of Nordine's case is abusive. The preliminary statement says this: government's persecution of Nordine's case is abusive. The problems range from a series of misleading statements the government has filed in court to its withholding of mitigating material past the point at which Nordine can make use of it. Just last week, weeks after successfully detaining him, the government produced a video from the Capitol showing law enforcement permitting Nordine to enter the building on January 6th. Its response to Nordine's motion to dismiss the first superseding indictment continues this pattern. And to me, the real point of this is that you really have to understand how many Americans have been gaslit by the current administration. And if you look at, like, here, the crew's on the Twitter right now. Let's look at some of the comments under this statement. So let's be clear. There's video now showing this defendant was let in to the Capitol. He was allowed in. There's a police officer there standing, holding the door, letting him in. He has now been in solitary confinement for weeks on end and has not been permitted to even see the evidence against him. Complete violation of our constitutional rights. So if we can bring up some of the responses to this tweet, I just want you to see what your fellow Americans have to say about this. You have a peaceful protester who's been captured. Why aren't the feds charging people for sedition, conspiracy, and insurrection? Hey, maybe he shouldn't have attempted to violently overthrow our government. They're in favor of this, right? They want this. They want more of this. There's like, oh, maybe he shouldn't have tried to violently overthrow our government. Oh, he walked into the Capitol? Oh, he's trying to violently overthrow our government, right? Ridiculous. Some people actually are good. They say, I'm sick of these filings. I'm sick of judges letting these people... I'm sick of these filings. I'm sick of people letting judges letting these people out on bond. Okay, yeah. So he wants them to stay in there. I'm sick of these filings, but unless they're charged with something more serious, they should be out on bond. Accused murderers are frequently let out on bond. Desire for harsh punishment is understandable, but the worst criminals of 1-6 haven't even been charged. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? It's like, yeah, these people should be allowed, but they need to get more people. More people, yeah, see, they have a shirt that says Civil War. Destroy them. Destroy them. I mean, so just so you know, like, it's not just the government that's going after these people. The American people are cheering it on. They're celebrating this. Oh, they're snowflakes. Yeah, you're just a snowflake. See, when we use the term snowflake, it goes something like this. You go, on the left says, hey, whatever, math is racist. You say, no, it's not. And then they start hysterically crying and calling you violent for daring to use words that they disagree with, right? That's a snowflake. You melt easily. That's racist. No, it's not. Why are you persecuting me, right? That's what happens to them. See, in our case, when a peaceful protester is arrested by the secret police of the government, kept in solitary confinement, beaten by guards, not allowed access to their lawyers, not allowed access to the evidence. Evidence is actually presented that shows that they did not do anything illegal, and yet they're still kept in prison. They're still kept from talking to their lawyer. They're kept from mounting a defense. They're kept from making any money. They're kept from caring for their family. They're being kept in solitary confinement and tortured on an endless basis. And so they file a motion with the court saying, hey, this is all in violation of our rights. This is entirely political prosecution. This is utterly illegal, and they're being tortured for not having committed a crime. Oh, and that's you being a snowflake. So they're going to mock you for that. They're going to mock you for just wanting not to be tortured by your government. You're a snowflake for that. These people are despicable. We don't have to listen to them. We don't have to kowtow to them. We don't have to take their input on anything. We have to destroy them. We have to overwhelm and conquer them, because they are doing it to us. Do we not understand the seriousness of the situation? Let's go over some of the other new indictments that have occurred. Yet another January 6th defendant was arrested today for what we're being told was the existential threat of being present at the Capitol building for a total of 13 minutes. This is literally from the document used to arrest this person. It says this: Matthew Peirce of Irvine, California, is alleged in charging documents to have, quote, entered the U.S. Capitol building at approximately 2:59 p.m. on January 6th. Upon entry, prosecutors allege that Peirce appeared to be standing off to the side, observing the crowd's interaction with the law enforcement officers. The complaint concludes that Peirce then exited the U.S. Capitol at approximately 3:12 p.m., enters the Capitol at 2:59, exits at 3:12, spends the entire time standing off to the side, observing other people interacting with police, and he's in prison now. He's probably going to be charged with terrorism. Oh, what are you, a snowflake? Oh, you think that being imprisoned for standing to the side while a peaceful protest occurs at the United States Capitol? You're such a snowflake, right? These people are despicable. They are not human. They are not worthy of consideration. It's unbelievable what's going on here. It's not unbelievable because we're allowing them to get away with it. You know, thank God Donald Trump actually mentioned Ashley Babbitt's name again during his speech on CPAC. But have any Republican congressman actually had the gall to stand up against this, to actually speak out against this? Of course not. Julie Kelly says, lot to unpack today in today's filing for Dominique Pizzola, arrested January 15th. He's been held in the D.C. jail for months. Lawyers complain they don't even have access to their client, and the client has no access to the discovery material. Just complete violations of our Constitution on every level. Oh, they're trying to destroy democracy. Hey, maybe they shouldn't have tried to overthrow the government in a violent insurrection. You despicable children. For an entire year, just riots burning down entire buildings. This guy spends 13 minutes standing in the United States Capitol, and he's arrested and thrown into jail for months. Possibly for decades, his life utterly destroyed, and you're cheering this on. Here's the here's some of this filing for Pizzola. Every defendant has the right to review discovery materials in their own case, especially January 6, 2021. Defendants, as the government has deemed those cases, part of the largest criminal investigation and prosecution in U.S. history. Yeah, they're rounding up their political enemies. They're rounding up dissidents. This is the playbook of every communist government that the world has ever seen. That's what we're seeing played out in real time. We all recognize it. We all see it. We all know exactly what we have to do to fight back against it. Can any of our representatives grow a pair of balls and actually stand up for these people and actually prevent this takeover and actually prevent their lives from being destroyed? Can you please, for the love of God, do something to help the American people? Or are you too busy sucking Israel's cock?
We know that the satanic principalities of this planet want us poisoned. They want to attack our bodies. They want to kill us because we're made in the image of God. But God gave us the components of our cells, of our bodies, to be strong. We've got everything we need. That's why the globalists hit us with the bad halogens of fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, instead of iodine. Our food, our water, our plants, everything we eat is deficient in it. The average person is deficient, and it attacks your IQ, it attacks your stamina, and your libido and fertility particularly. Look into it. We have the purest iodine you're going to find anywhere on the planet in X2, and it's discounted right now with free shipping for 40% off in the dropper box. off. We have it for 60% off in the spray bottle. It's the exact same formula, but I want you to experience it for yourself. If you've been on the fence about iodine, this is the best. Try it today. It takes about 15 days to kick in. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and it funds the InfoWar. Only way you fail is not taking action.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. Takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
thebiopros.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
What happens if you're a leftist protester? You can go out, you can throw rocks at the cops, you can smash the cops with your homemade weapons, you can try to burn down a federal building, you can be arrested by the police and sent to the prosecutor. You'll be released that day. You can be out again and get arrested for a second time, and you'll be released again the second time that night, because either bail isn't applied to you and you're just released outright and the prosecutor just simply denies to prosecute you because they're in favor of your political activism, or a billionaire has some sort of non-governmental organization that pays your bail for you out of their billions of dollars and then hires a lawyer for you to argue on your behalf, and they coordinate with people that they got elected to release you, and then you're back on the street continuing to do this. Then maybe you hop on a plane and go to a different city to cause more problems, to riot somewhere else, and all of this, of course, is paid for by your handlers, by your controllers. You're never held to account. You're never punished. They don't even look for you. And in fact, Christopher Wray, the head of FBI, says your entire movement is just an idea that isn't even worth looking into. That's what happens if you're on the left. What happens if you're on the right? You can get together to peacefully protest an egregious violation of your constitutional rights, you can enter into the Capitol building with the police standing there opening the door for you. They can know, the police know for certain, and in your charging documents, they recognize that all you did was enter into the Capitol building while a police officer held the door for you. You stood next to the police officers watching the events unfold. 13 minutes later, you leave the Capitol, you will be arrested, you will be held in solitary confinement, you will be denied bail, you will be denied the ability to even talk to your lawyer, you will be denied the ability to look at the evidence against you, you will be held in that solitary confinement, or in prison in general, for months on end without being able to access your family, your friends, your doctors, your medical requirements, your spiritual requirements, all of that will be denied from you, and you're being held in jail. Maybe you've already been held for 6 months, and you're going to be held for another 6 months because the government doesn't even think they're going to get to the trial until next year. Just think about the disparity between these two things, and not just the way these two things are treated. If it was two people doing exactly the same thing and being treated this differently, it would be an outrage. It would be egregious. It would be unacceptable. But not only is the treatment of these two things so vastly different, one of them is actually violent. One of them is an actual attempted insurrection. It is an actual attempt to overthrow the United States and implement some sort of anti-American, anti-freedom, socialistic, communistic totalitarianism. And the other is saying, please let us count our votes. It's absolutely absurd what's going on here, and that not a single damn politician can muster the courage to stand up against this is absolutely unacceptable. And it's up to the American people to take this into our own hands, because what other option do we possibly have? Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and all these people tweeting very angrily about what's going on in Cuba. It's happening here, damn it! And it's going completely unabated because of you, you absolute scumbags who are losing our entire country out from underneath us. Like, what the... How do you not understand what's going on here? How do you not understand that this is egregious? These people are being tortured by the American government, and you won't even stand up for them. This is... What do you think is going to happen? Are we supposed to roll over for this? Oh, okay, I guess we peacefully protest. They're going to come round us up. They're going to come knock on our door and tear us away at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're going to arrest our family as well. They're going to co-opt our family to try to spy on us and tell us. And then our family will be celebrated by the media. Look at this brave hero for turning in her father for appearing at the Capitol building. We're supposed to roll over this? We're supposed to allow this to happen because you're so scared of a dangerous insurrection? They're coming to round up our guns. They're sending vaccine teams out to knock on our door in order to do a vaccine census to see who they need to quarantine later. Do you not understand? This is an existential crisis for freedom itself in the world, and you absolute worthless spuds are going to be the ones responsible for this absolute travesty, this destruction of humanity on the largest scale the world has ever seen. And you're just sitting by twiddling your thumbs and expecting the American people not to do something about this when we have DAs running our criminal justice system that they think their revolutionary new idea to fight crime is to let criminals out on the street. Do you think the people whose daughters and sons and mothers and fathers are murdered by these very same criminals are just going to sit by and take it? Or do you think the DAs are going to have to get their own security? Now the American people are starting to be violent against us. We're just trying to do our best and help them all. And these white supremacists, white nationalists, anti-Semites are causing us fear. So now we need more protection. Now we need to surround ourselves with armed guards. Now we need to surround ourselves with barbed wire and high fences and separate ourselves from these hateful people that are just so angry with us for no reason at all. There is going to be violence, and there should be, because there is violence being inflicted on Donald Trump supporters right now. There is egregious violence being perpetrated on a daily basis against people who did nothing wrong, and nobody's standing up for them. Are we just supposed to accept this? Because our co-opted, insincere, rhino Republican bullcrap artist in Washington, D.C. won't stand up for us? We're supposed to just roll over? We're supposed to just allow this to happen? Absolutely not. We will stand up for ourselves. We will protect ourselves. And patience is running very, very thin. I mean, my God, to see what's going on in this country right now is infuriating beyond belief. We need to get Julie Kelly on the show because she's been doing an excellent job covering all of this. I'm talking about the utter disparity between the way people are being treated. She says, hey, GOP, you're not bystanders. Dozens of Americans are in jail just a few miles from Capitol Hill, denied bail and living in a hellhole awaiting trials that won't start until next year. Hundreds of others have been hunted down by the FBI like hardened criminals, including, I don't know, 69-year-old veterans and his son arrested. What about pregnant single mothers who are torn out of their house at 2 a.m.? What about all of this absurdity do you not recognize? Do you not see what's going on here? Like, this is the option. Either you do something about this and we stop this outrage, this absolute abuse of the American system through the legal means, or Americans are going to have to do it extra legally. Like, those are the only options. Because the third option is submission. The third option is total defeat. The third option is surrendering our entire country to these anti-American scumbags that are using every lever of power that they get their hands on to utterly destroy the lives of their political enemies. Innocent people, regular, hardworking, God-fearing Americans that spend their entire lives pledging allegiance to the flag and, you know, thinking that America represents freedom in this world. They're the ones being rounded up. They're the ones being destroyed. They're the ones who are being targeted for harassment and torture by a government upheld by the richest and most privileged people in the entire world. It's billionaires and their corrupt cronies versus the regular people of the United States. And if the Republicans in office don't stand up and do their damn job, it is them that are going to be responsible. They are the ones who already have blood on their hands, and there's going to be a lot more blood where that came from. All right? What's the other option? Can somebody tell me? Somebody let me know what's going on here, because it seems to me like our only option is exactly what it seems like. All right. Just, I mean, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? There's no legal option. The political options are not being exerted. We're just supposed to take this. We're just supposed to accept this. We're just supposed to allow this to occur. It's okay that the FBI is doing this type of stuff. In fact, I got to go to phone calls because I got to stop ranting. I'm literally calling for a violent insurrection. I'm calling for revolution. What other option do we have? Why do we have the Second Amendment? Can anybody possibly tell me why we have the Second Amendment? You can't defend yourself against criminals. You'll be charged. Can't defend yourself with it. Defend against tyranny. That's what it's there for. Now the FBI is telling everybody, turn in your neighbors, turn in your friends, turn in your family. You can be the front line of defense of our precious democracy. We have to preserve our precious democracy by destroying the people that live in the United States that actually believe in the Constitution. We must root them out, hunt them down, destroy them economically, physically, mentally. And we're supposed to take this. We're just supposed to accept this. We're supposed to not push back against this. So my God, if the Republicans in office don't wake up, are we even going to make it to next year as a nation? God, I hope not.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine.
But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate, and the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine, and governments are lowering the allowance you're supposedly need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them, and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, there is a rally coming up. Look ahead, America.org/rally. Second rally against the political persecution at the D.C. prison. Patriotic Americans have become the target of the Biden administration as the Department of Justice and the FBI have targeted, imprisoned, and persecuted nonviolent American patriots. Months have passed, and our fellow citizens remain separated from their loved ones, isolated in solitary confinement, have been denied medical care, denied access to faith and worship services, have faced financial ruin due to court costs and legal fees. This is wrong and unjust. Persecution must end. We will be protesting at the prison where approximately 50 American political prisoners are being held, many of whom were nonviolent protesters who have either not been charged or have not received an option for bail. This event is a peaceful demonstration of our First Amendment rights. Well, so was January 6th. So, you know, who knows? Who knows? I'd like to go to this. It'll be at the, it'll be there in Virginia. I'd like to go to this second rally against political persecution at the D.C. prison. But who knows, you know? Hey, you peacefully protest, you get arrested for that. You go to protest the arrest of your peaceful protest. Maybe you get arrested for that. You know, maybe we'll all just get arrested for peacefully protesting, and the Republicans will continue to concede and concede and concede and concede. And, oh, well, we don't want – I'm not in favor of an insurrection. Look, we all understand that you must prosecute the people that did violence. It's abhorrent, and we cannot stand for it. Yeah, okay, right. Where was that – just an iota of that, a modicum of that when our entire country was being burned down? It's just – it's beyond infuriating. Let's go to the phone calls. Max in Kansas wants to talk about people comparing January 6th to 9/11. Max, very nice to talk to you this weekend in Dallas. It was good to meet Max in person and shake his hand and chat for a little while. Thanks for calling in, Max. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Harrison. Great to be talking to you. But hang on, just for a second. Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I don't believe my call can top these past two segments, but, I mean, you're right. It's beyond despicable, man. I mean, all of our government agencies have been just completely weaponized against the American people. The FBI sure as hell has since November 22nd, 1963. CIA was never on our side, committing serious crimes against humanity. NSA spying on American patriots left and right for the websites you visit, the rallies or events you attend, or the books you read. I mean, it's... Okay. Right. 9/11, stupid news people. I believe it was last week, Claire McCaskill, senator, whatever, said that January 6th was worse than Benghazi. I mean, that's a joke. That's such a joke. An event where Americans died because Hillary Clinton didn't give them the help that they asked for and left them to die. Oh, but you know what helps that? Hillary said that she lost sleep over it. Obama said Libya was his, quote, worst mistake.
They feel bad, Max.
I know. Mm. You know, yeah, well, saying sorry really doesn't bring back the Americans that they are responsible for being killed. Yeah. And as for Matthew Dowd saying that January 6th was worse than 9/11, yes, an event where not a single person died at the hands of a Trump supporter was worse than nearly 3,000 people dying. People jumped off the towers because they'd rather fall than face the fire. I could get into that, but it's such a joke, man. People are so sick.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely sick. It's almost, there are parallels, right? There are parallels between Benghazi and January 6th. One of which is that the people in charge of actually sending reinforcements to prevent violence withheld that reinforcement, yeah, denied. Those extra troops and allowed this to happen. But, you know, you bring up a good point. You know, I was comparing in the last couple segments the disparity in treatment and the disparity in the actual, you know, what they're accused of doing between, you know, a leftist rioter and a peaceful Trump supporter. And I talked about, you know, the way that you're going to be targeted and harassed and perhaps arrested. You're right. I forgot about asking. You might just be shot dead. You might just be gunned down. Right there at the protest. And then, you know, the gunman who killed you, his identity will be concealed. Your family will be mocked and harassed. Your remains will be essentially desecrated and dragged across like a scene from the Iliad, where you're just being humiliated. And then your death is being used to target your friends for total destruction. So you're right. Maybe having to sit in a jail cell for 6 months isn't the worst thing. They could just execute you on the spot, not apologize for it, say you deserve it, and then whip up all of your fellow American citizens into hatred for you. They'll call you a domestic terrorist. Hey, maybe she shouldn't have been a domestic terrorist then. It's beyond despicable. Thanks so much for the call, Max. I do appreciate it. I want to go to Anonymous in Colorado, because this is an anonymous caller from law enforcement. I want to hear about how law enforcement is thinking about all this stuff, especially in combination with the new, you know, forced vax mandates that they're hinting at that will soon be rolled out, and whether law enforcement feels like they'll be comfortable doing this sort of stuff. Anonymous in Colorado, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you.
So, I've had instances where quite a few people have come up to us and asked us if we're going to enforce, you know, these forced vaccinations that they're trying to roll out. People are scared. I think it really correlates with the general environment, with what's going on with the BLM and defunding of the police right now. Well, law enforcement is really here to protect people's constitutional rights as well, not just prosecute crimes, or rather charge people with crimes. So it's just pretty concerning, because I know a lot of my partners wouldn't feel the same way about enforcing this on somebody, especially when it's in violation, really, of the Nuremberg Code. So I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but Florida has passed a bill stating that if an individual poses a danger to public health, the state health officer may subject the individual to isolation or quarantine if there's no practical method to isolate or quarantine the individual, the state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individual. And it also goes on to say any order of the state health officer given to effectuate this paragraph is immediately enforceable by law enforcement, and individuals who assist the state health officer at their request during a public health emergency are entitled to benefits. So I know a lot of people are concerned about this, but I don't believe that local law enforcement really would push to forcibly do this to people, especially in
Let me say, I mean, New York has passed a similar bill. I would love to agree with you, but frankly, I don't. I think local law enforcement has shown repeatedly over the last year, and especially over the last few months, that they're perfectly willing to carry out unconstitutional orders. They are perfectly willing to allow, you know, violent riots to continue unabated. They won't step in and stop that. But if they get an order to, you know, go out and arrest the person attempting to protect a statue rather than the one tearing it down, they'll go and arrest that person tearing down the statue. I don't know who's giving these orders or, you know, how, you know, they're justifying them as they give them. But I got to completely disagree with you there, because I think we've seen the evidence that local law enforcement will absolutely carry out these unconstitutional and irrational dictates. I mean, what evidence do you have that people would actually stand up against this?
Well, I mean, I can say that I can't speak for all agencies, but I know there are still good people out there. So I know a lot of people won't go along with it because we're sworn to uphold the Constitution and not something that's unconstitutional. So I can't speak for every agency. Of course, you have, you know, the agencies that are more left in their political views, which I personally disagree with. But I don't think everyone would be on board with it, which is why I think there's a, you know, a total push to remove law enforcement at the local level anyway.
Right, right. And that's the key. They're trying to remove law enforcement at the local level anyway. They're actually purging law enforcement agencies, local law enforcement agencies around the country. We just reported last week at Houston stripping tens of millions of dollars away from the constables in order to give to leftist organizations in order to perpetuate the, you know, propagandizing of children into socialism. I mean, they're doing that. So, I mean, what happens? They, you know, they come down, they say, oh, it's a federal order. We're going door to door. We're going to take, you know, this person refuses to get vaccinated. We got to go grab them. Here's the order. You know, go get it. You think local cops are going to say, whoa, whoa, this is unconstitutional. I'm not doing this. A, do you think that's going to happen? And B, do you not think they're just going to be like, oh, you're refusing orders. You're fired then. And the next guy down the line is either going to also be fired and replaced by somebody more willing to do this, or they're going to go, well, I don't want to get fired. I better go along with this. You really think people are going to stand up this? You think local cops are?
Well, I think so. If it comes down to that point and they start going door to door and trying to remove people, as I know Alex was touching on that on his show, you know, they're planning to go door to door. I guess it all depends on the person that up to that time and face that decision. It really depends on them and their, you know, where they stand.
Well, we'll be right back. We'll discuss this more.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Ah! InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, you've seen it across the country over the past year. Time and time again, you see local police carrying out the dictates of the socialists who run their organizations, who don't allow them to prevent even the most violent rioting. Even if they actually do their job and arrest people, they're undercut by their, you know, local prosecutor or DA who refuses to charge people. Local police, as far as I can tell, have no compunction about violating constitutional rights. In fact, there in Colorado, you have several cases where red flag laws are being used to disarm people. Cops carry out these orders. Hey, you got to go take this gun from this person. After all, his ex-wife said he was crazy, so we're going to go take his gun. They go up. They say, we are here to take your gun. This guy says, I'm not giving you my gun, and they shoot him dead, and he ends up dead. And then they have to go on TV, and the spokesperson for the police says, yes, we carried out a warrant on a red flag law, and when he resisted, deadly force was used to subdue him. And nobody seems to complain about this, and the cops who murder the guy don't seem to feel that bad about it. Time and time again, you know, in places like Minneapolis, you know, there'll be rioting and looting, and you'll have crowds of people breaking into some big box store like CVS or something and looting it, and the cops are outside standing there allowing this to happen. And then once most of the looting is done, they go into the store and they go, all right, shoo, shoo, shoo. And all the crowd of people that were looting the CVS, they move on to the Target next door and they break those windows, and the cops wait until they get a little bit of looting done in Target. Then they go in there and they flush those people out, and they move on to the shoe store next door and they break that one. So, I mean, this is the way it goes. This is the way cops have been acting in America recently. You know, we hear time and time again, callers to the show, like the anonymous caller we have today from Colorado, saying, you know, the local police are still good. There's still a lot of good people in the rank and file, and they know what's up. They know what's happening, and they're not going to carry out unconstitutional orders. And, you know, my answer to that is show me the evidence. Show me where just once that this has happened, just once where this has occurred. I haven't seen it. It doesn't exist. I'm not going to hold out hope that this is going to exist. And I think the local cops right now are going to be the frontline stormtroopers, shock troops that are there to carry out these orders. So, you know, obviously, I love you. I mean, we have this anonymous caller from Colorado. I think you sound like you're going to stand up. I love the people that actually feel this way and actually, you know, are a part of the police forces and do stand up. And you should know that if you do stand up for our constitutional rights, you will be supported. The American people will have your back. You will be celebrated. You will be a hero. If the police, if you're given an order to violate someone's constitutional rights and instead you take that order and go to InfoWars or go to some, you know, press conference and say, this is the order I was given and I refuse because I will not violate the Constitution, you will be flooded with money. You'll be flooded with support. You will be well rewarded by the American people for protecting their rights. But you won't do that, will you? No, no, no. You're going to go along with it. You're too scared. You have a family to feed. You can't afford standing up for constitutional rights. You have a country to subvert. So, I mean, I'm sorry if I'm being harsh here, but this is the reality on the ground. So, I mean, again, I appreciate you, our anonymous caller from Colorado. I think you're being truthful when you say that you don't want to do this and that you think other people in the force are going to do this. But come on, don't give us false hope here. The police are not going to stand up for the people of America, are they?
Well, I would disagree with you about that, because, you know, the instances you're talking about are in, you know, the main cities, the bigger cities. And, of course, there's some instances in smaller, more rural areas. But if you go to the, you know, the smaller agencies, the more rural agencies, you'd see that a lot of people would disagree with you on that point. Because, you know, I know a few people who do agree with me, and the majority of the people I work with do.
Well, that's good. That's good. I hope that's true. I just, you know, I think that's why they're purging police departments right now. They're, you know, they're going to go around, and, you know, if you're in favor of the Bill of Rights, you're a danger. You're a dissentist. You're a domestic terrorist. You're going to be out of that position. So, well, you have a couple months to stand up. I don't see any evidence of it, but I would love you if you did. I really would.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Folks, people sometimes don't understand how these very intelligent, very well-educated scientists, the new priest class, this very well-respected, again, well-educated, thoughtful individuals, are used to completely violate everything that they hold dear, right? They love truth. They love reality. They love democracy, right? And yet it's these people that are telling us to inject ourselves with an experimental mRNA virus vaccine that has never been done before. And actually, they've tried to get it approved for years and years, and it never has because of how dangerous it is. Like, people have a hard time believing that really smart, educated people will go along with the death cult. I'm about to show you two videos that in combination should disabuse you of the idea that these people are any better than anybody else. This first clip, number 16, has been going around the internet. It's a talk show hosted by a doctor, right? He's a medical doctor. And listen to his reaction when he is confronted with simple facts about the safety and efficacy of vaccines. Listen to how hysterical he gets. His ego is wrapped up in the idea that vaccines are safe. And so it's that very human reaction that the people who put these sort of systems in place count on, rely on, and then exploit in order to prevent dissident information from actually entering into their mind. Listen to this guy utterly reject these facts. He gets emotional, and he actually sees it as an attack on himself when simple factual information is presented to him. This is a little window of insight into how these very educated, well-respected, and intelligent people are manipulated and used to then carry out manipulation and to use the wider public. Here it is.
JB, have time to speak. Go ahead.
Wait, you know, the devil is always in the details. And one of the problems with vaccines is they've been so great that people overly generalize about them as if they're only great. We looked at other first world countries. We're 34th in under five mortality behind such luminaries as Cuba and Slovenia. However, we have 36 vaccines. The top five, which include countries like Finland, Norway, Iceland, average 11 and 13 vaccines. From 1994, we added 8 vaccines to our schedule. There are vaccines like flu, rotavirus, varicella, that have only been picked up by two or three of the other 30 countries. So what do they know that we don't? Why aren't they picking up vaccines that have been around for 15 years? And why are their autism rates 1 in 1,000, 1 in 1,500, 1 in 2,000? It doesn't take a brain surgeon or an ER doctor to figure out there might be a correlation.
We don't want to be too narrow-minded and say it's only the vaccines and not ignore other potential problems.
In my opinion, and this is just me wanting to have an open debate about this, vaccines are really the one thing we have looked at as causing autism.
Yeah, I agree with
that. That is completely bogus. No, that is such a bogus statement. How many vaccines have they looked at in these studies? How many? What's the answer? It's two. How many ingredients have they studied of 35? What's the answer? It's one. You've looked at two of 36 shots and one of 35 vaccines, and you're going to stand on the stage and say that vaccines and autism are unrelated? It is the most bogus tobacco science. It's a smokescreen, and anybody who takes the time to read it would agree. I'm so sick of doctors who don't read the studies, who don't know the details, sitting here telling parents and reassuring them that vaccines don't cause autism. It is irresponsible.
And this is the biggest problem and the reason that doctors in this country are frustrated.
Read the
because,
science.
Listen, all you're doing is you're antagonizing a medical community that wants to help these kids.
You haven't done the research.
You're antagonizing me. You're antagonizing Dr. Sears.
Right.
Why would you do that? This show is all about my son. Everyone wants to blame someone, right? Yes. This is what we're trying to figure out here is how to help kids. But all you do when you yell at me on my stage, all you do is anger me.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to help these kids. Why are you attacking me?
Children. These people are children, right? Like, this is a psychologically stunted individual. He's a doctor. He's got a television show. Every day he goes out as an authority in front of all of America and acts as a medical professional. How did that conversation just go? He's like, we have studied the effects of autism, the effects of vaccines and autism. The other guy's like, no, you haven't. He's like, whoa, whoa, why are you attacking me? Why are you attacking science? Why are you attacking all of it? It's pathological, right? So keep that in mind. Then we'll go to this next video because this is a true scientist. This is truly a man of science who records and observes observations in the natural world. And listen to him describe what it's like to interact with newly graduated so-called scientists. Listen to this guy explain the brainwashing and the mentality that the people that go through the highest institutions in our land – listen to how they think about science, how they treat science, and how they think about the very nature of science itself. It's clip number 29, what sounds like a man who is a true scientist talking about the academic scientists that are now being pumped out of the university system. Here it is. 29.
People talk glibly about science. What is science? People coming out of a university with a master's degree or a PhD, you take them into the field and they literally don't believe anything unless it's a peer-reviewed paper. It's the only thing they accept. And you say to them, but let's observe, let's think, let's discuss. They don't do it. It's just, is it in a peer-reviewed paper or not? That's their view of science. I think it's pathetic. Gone into universities as bright young people, they come out of them brain dead, not even knowing what science means. They think it means peer-reviewed papers, etc. No, that's academia. And if a paper is peer-reviewed, it means everybody thought the same, therefore they approved it. An unintended consequence is that when new knowledge emerges, new scientific insights, they can never, ever be peer-reviewed. So we're blocking all new advances in science that are big advances. If you look at the breakthroughs in science, almost always they don't come from the center of that profession. They come from the fringe. The finest candle makers in the world couldn't even think of electric lights. They don't come from within. They often come from outside the breaks. We're going to kill ourselves because of stupidity.
Yeah, he's exactly right. And there you go. Hopefully, you know, these two things, these two videos in tandem really illuminate exactly how they've been able to carry this out. The academic world is one of not discovery and exploration and curiosity, but one of rote memorization and worship of the institution. It's one of carrying out the orders and the scientific studies that are dictated by NGOs and corporations. You know, there's another great series of tweets or an article or something, but it was a guy who was a scientist talking about how Bill Gates one time like read a book about some scientific discovery. So he decided, hey, this is pretty interesting. I'm going to pour $1 billion into this, researching this. And so he goes to this institution where this guy works, and this guy's like, yeah, nobody here cared about this type of research before, but as soon as the money started pouring in, suddenly everybody wanted to do this research. Everybody wanted to confirm what Bill Gates wanted to be the truth. And so they wanted some of that money, some of that sweet, sweet grant money. So suddenly they all turn their scientific investigations towards what Bill Gates desires. And he says, you know, a month later, Bill Gates gets tired of it and moves on. And now what he's left in his wake is a series of unscientific, money-activated researches into a topic that is of no academic concern. That's how they're able to pull this off. That's how they're able to co-opt the most educated and well-respected academic personalities into a death cult and into a situation where their own observation is overridden by their ego and by their being told, if you go along with us and you fulfill your role as spokesperson of our science, just like our democracy, then you'll be rewarded. It's very simple, folks. Not that complicated. Basic human psychology. If you know how to manipulate it, you can do so very, very effectively, especially when you pull all of the levers that control these institutions.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists and realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without deep earth crystal iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful deep earth crystal iodine is. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, the rest of today's show will be dedicated to your phone calls as we go out now to the phone lines. David in California wants to know what's inside the vaccine and how it works. I don't know if you're allowed to ask these questions. David, thanks for calling in from California. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Harrison?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I was just actually calling in, representing to what Dr. Ruby is speaking about.
Dr. Jane Ruby on Twitter at Real Dr. Jane Ruby. She's been posting this stuff. In fact, I have some of her tweets printed out right here, just so people know what you're talking about here. She's reporting on the VAERS COVID vaccine deaths, almost 10,000 deaths from the vaccines this year through July 7th, 2021. And she tweets out this incredible graph of vaccine-related injuries and deaths. This is actually just deaths reported to VAERS by year. And you, I don't know how good you are reading graphs, but I see one distinct spike in this graph. I don't know. I mean, maybe a scientist could help me understand what exactly is going on here, or maybe I have basic logic and can figure it out myself. But yes, I'm sorry to interrupt, but just. That's the latest from Dr. Jane Ruby.
Well, actually, let me explain what's in it, sir. Before I start this message off, I want to tell all the InfoWars and everybody the goal in life is to have eternal life. That's everybody's goal. Mm. But number one, I'm not a doctor or a scientist. I'm just a man of God. So what's in this vaccine is what you call ferro fluid, F-E-R-R-O-O, fluid. And it's basically it works like a cell. So the nanotech is inserted into the ferrofluid, which the nanotech it operates like a circuit board for the ferrofluid with the ferrofluid, which the ferrofluid acts like a cell. Now the ferrofluid also has what's injected into it is what you call Drosophila fly genetics is inserted into the ferrofluid, also with the nanotech that's inserted into the ferrofluid. Now, I want to speak about what Ms. Sherry Tenpenny was speaking about. Now, also the Drosophila fluid, it also produces over 10,000 proteins. Now, I want to speak about the hydro jellyfish. I don't actually want to, it's associated with the jellyfish. I don't want to call it a fish. I consider it as a parasite. Now, this parasite, what it does, it connects, it produces a protein for dealing with sex organisms, okay. Male and female. What the tentacles do of the hydrofish, and I asked that AJ look into this and speak about this on the show today. It attaches to your blood vessels, which acts like a coil for the ferro fluid. Now, this hydro fish, it produces what you call stinging cells, okay? So if you look up with the hydro fish, the Greek mythology, they consider it as being a water serpent. Now, this is also connected with David Icke, Arizona Wilder, what she was speaking about, the dragon inside the ocean. Mm. The parasite that's from there, that's from that, which actually you will see it. You can actually see a 3D image of it on the show of Wolverine, where he takes this parasite out of his chest. You'll see a 3D live big image of it. Last time I called in, Harrison, I asked that you watch a movie called Atticus Institute. This is what this is all pertaining to. We need to get away from the politics. I get frustrated and I cry just like you and Alex and Owen. I'm right there with you guys. It's just like what Mr. Steve Quayle said. We have to go through this for 7 years. But we need to understand that we have to use God's platform and be guided by the Holy Ghost, not use the remote viewing, because remote viewing is what they do.
Right.
That's what they do.
Right.
We are in the IA stage, and it will be a bomb dropped on the city, because it's already been explained in the money, as when you fold money. But they took the video off of YouTube because they started realizing that people was.
Hold on, you're covering a lot of ground here, sir, and it's all very important. But I want to just pause for a moment and go back to this. The vaccine stuff, because I do want to read this story here. It's from the 21st of June. It says, Stanford researchers find signs of inflammation in brains of people who died of COVID-19. So more and more information is coming out about these vaccines, and clearly the danger is not being reported on and is not being experienced yet at the rate that it soon will be. Thanks so much for calling in, David. Let's go to a caller who's named himself the Bill of Rights in the Pacific Northwest. Wants to talk about Trump's and the Christian duty and the Bill of Rights. Thank you for calling in. Bill, you are on the air.
Hey, thank you, Harrison, for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to say you do a good job on the show, sir.
Thank you.
And if we got a million billionaires out there watching, how about everybody donate InfoWars $1 each? Get them $1 million. This crew needs a vacation. Possibly a couple.
Yes, sir. I endorse that message.
Extra guns.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you guys need to. Couple extra guns too. Anyway,
you know, but that's such a good way of thinking about it. You know, we put out this content for free. You can watch me for 3 hours every day. You can watch us for 10 hours every single day. 10 hours of content, totally for free. You're welcome to do that. That's our service to you. We need to get this information out there. But you're right. If just every person just donated $1, just donated $10, you know, instead of going out to lunch, maybe eat in one day this week and spend that money that you would have spent on McDonald's or wherever else you would have gone out, just spend it on InfoWars. It makes a massive difference. And it's not just one person spending a ton of money. We don't have big investors here. We have you, the American people. So I appreciate that. And it's true. If everybody just gave $1, we'd be great. We'd be great. So, you know, hopefully people can do that and, you know, find it in themselves to help support us, because We hope that what we're doing here is making a difference, and we're seeing it make a difference as we see things that we cover on this show later get covered on Tucker Carlson, that then get promoted by Donald Trump and a speech at CPAC. We're making a difference here, and it's often from our callers. So thank you for that endorsement. But continue with your statement, sir.
Yeah, well, no problem. I just wanted to address like three quick topics. I'll try to spend like a minute each on each one.
All right, we got 2 minutes left in this segment. The floor is yours.
Well, first thing I like to address is reverse Trump derangement syndrome. That's what I call.
Yeah.
Everyone that's believing in Trump, you know, I did too for a long time, but I mean, it doesn't take more than 4 years to arrest somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of the deep states. Okay, we're going on 5 years, not one person, going on 10 years if you round it off, okay? I believe he's a Scottish Freemason, okay? My opinion, my belief, and, yeah, I mean, how are you guys enjoying the Section 230? I mean, how are you enjoying the red flag laws?
Yep.
I mean, how are you enjoying come to D.C.? Since when does he need to ask people to come? You know, how's his people rotting in solitary confinement feeling about this? See, I was trying to say this calm and stuff, but when he was going off earlier about what to do, well, I got my heart pumping because now I'm angry again.
good. You know, we need to, you know, we need to not fall into the hate and the, you know, hopelessness that the media wants to project on us. But you got to recognize where we are, and you do have to get angry. And I completely agree with you. And, you know, the Trump thing, I think that's great. Reverse Trump derangement syndrome. That's a good name for it. You know, at the end of the day, Trump's a human being, right? He's not a god. He's not going to solve everything for us. If you're sitting around waiting for Donald Trump to come swooping in on a golden chariot to save the day, you're wasting time, right? We have things to deal with right now that Donald Trump seems to not be interested or capable of helping us with. So it's up to us, the American people. We can't wait for a hero. They're not going to come. It's got to be us. In fact, I'm going to play a video on the other side that's going to illustrate that point very clearly. Thanks so much for the call, Bill. I really appreciate that.
We know that the satanic principalities of this planet want us poisoned. They want to attack our bodies. They want to kill us because we're made in the image of God. But God gave us the components of our cells, of our bodies, to be strong. We've got everything we need. That's why the globalists hit us with the bad halogens of fluoride, fluorine, bromide, you name it, instead of iodine. Our food, our water, our plants, everything we eat is deficient in it. The average person is deficient, and it attacks your IQ, it attacks your stamina, and your libido and fertility particularly. Look into it. We have the purest iodine you're going to find anywhere on the planet in X2, and it's discounted right now with free shipping for 40% off in the dropper bottle. We have it for 60% off in the spray bottle. It's the exact same formula, but I want you to experience it for yourself. If you've been on the fence about iodine, this is the best. Try it today. It takes about 15 days to kick in. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and it funds the InfoWar. Only way you fail is not taking action.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Folks, you may have seen this video. It went a little bit viral this weekend, of a carnival ride about to tip over in Michigan. And I want to play this not because it is a shocking video, which it is, but because it teaches us a lesson as to what we need to do in our lives. The last caller that we had, Bill, who called himself Bill of Rights from California, was talking about how we can't wait for Trump. We need to do things ourselves. Let's go ahead and play clip number two here, and you'll see this carnival ride, rather terrifying footage of this carnival ride almost falling over, but look what happens once somebody decides to do something about it. Let's roll the video. You see this swinging carnival ride. It's about to tip over, and closer video shows that it's incredibly dangerous looking. Nobody knows what to do. Everybody's standing around videoing it. Some people are running away. Some people are, panicking. And then you see people start to run towards the machine. One guy realizes we can weigh this down. He runs over and jumps on the handrail to weigh down the machine. And as soon as he does that, everybody else realizes that's what they need to do. And they all run up. To put themselves on the line. I mean, my God, if that thing flips over and you're standing on the railing, you're going down too. And it all started because one guy had the courage and the clear sight to see what needed to be done and go and put himself in harm's way to show the example of what everybody else needed to do. And as soon as he did that, everybody snaps out of their trance. Everybody was standing around wide-eyed like a sheep or running away or just filming. Like, there's nothing they can do, like, just happening out right there in front of them. No, you can do something. You can get involved. It might be scary. You might have to approach the danger, but you can do something. And sometimes it just takes that one person to go and put themselves in harm's way and put themselves, you know, there to set the example for everybody else to come and join them. So who knows if that guy hadn't have done that? Maybe this machine would have tipped over. Maybe all those people now slowly, you know, coming to a halt and arriving safely at the ground, who knows how many of them would have been injured and dead if that thing had been flipped over. And that guy would have been flipped over as well if it had been just him. But humanity still resides in the hearts of these people, and they see somebody putting themselves on the line to protect others, and they are willing to go and do the same. And it's very inspiring and a lesson that we need to learn that you don't just stand there gawking at what's going on. You get involved, even if it means putting yourself in harm's way, because you need to be the thing that inspires other people to stand up for what they know is right as well. So harrowing but important footage there of a near disaster averted by the bravery of a few standers-by. Very powerful stuff. Let's go now to Clown Car in New York City. Clown Car in New York City, last time you called in, that video went totally viral on band.video. You talked about the very disturbing events where your child was subject to a experimental vaccine. And I don't want to bring this up again because you've called in about a different topic. But I do want to say that there has been tens of thousands of views on that video. It may be over 100,000 views at this point. So you should know that as you know, tragic as everything was and as difficult as it was, I know, for you to tell that story, now 100,000 people perhaps can have learned from your story and maybe have prevented some deaths in the future. So a good thing has come from it after all, but I don't want to get tied up on that. The floor is yours, sir. Clown Car from New York City, welcome to the show.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Come down to Coney Island. See the Magnet Man at the Freak Show. He stands there. You could put an eye into his forehead. You could put a spoon to his chest.
We had a bearded woman, but she's not so weird anymore, so we had to let her go.
Hey, listen, Harrison, I'm an InfoWarrior, Captain Clown Car NYC, reporting for duty. Sir, I got a PhD in ideology. I could teach anything. I'm certified in stupidity. I've been practicing comedy for a long time. Just want to let you know. Ultra Trill Oil changed my life. But back to the facts. So what are we going to do here? How are we going to get the information out? I know. InfoWarriors pot. What? Pot. Everybody's busy with the pot. Let's get the pot going. We'll get the word going with the pot. And we'll get it circulating throughout America in a minute.
What is this? What is this pot? I don't understand. You've lost me.
InfoWarriors marijuana.
Oh.
Why not?
Not a
Everybody
bad idea.
Else is doing it. It's legal.
Interesting.
7-Eleven.
All right, we're gonna have to talk about this off air, Clown Car. I think we might be crossing some lines here. But no, we've got a lot of good supplements in the works and other items in the works. I'm not gonna tell you about them right now, but I'm gonna have a little conversation with our marketing guy after work.
I'll be your salesman over here at Coney Island. All right. Hey, listen, I remember we were talking about a Forbes magazine article.
Yeah.
Where subscriptions in China of cell phones disappeared, 21 million.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is that there's only two different companies over there that you can get it from. And then shortly after that, we heard of about 80 18-wheeler-sized incinerators being brought in to incinerate 21 million people. Mm. Oh, right, because the only glowing part of China we saw for a while was that area of where those things were, because everything else was shut down, remember? Because
right.
they were busy creating another genocide that none of us know about. Hello, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. And just to clarify, so people understand what you're talking about, China says that they had like just a few thousand people die from COVID. They did a really good job. They locked everybody in their apartments, and the communists were the heroes.
Welded them in their homes till they fell to their death trying to eat.
Yeah, yeah. And so they said only a couple thousand people died, but then people went and looked at data about cell phone registration and found that 21 million people were no longer, you know, on their cell phone plan. And there's only, as you point out, one or two companies in China. So either 21 million people decided they don't need phones anymore and threw them away, or 21 million people didn't need cell phones anymore because, well, they were dead. And so maybe that's the real number of dead from China. Of course, we'll never know because the Chinese government, communist government, has such a stranglehold on the information coming out of that particular part of the world. Thank you so much for the clown car call. Thank you, clown car, for the car clown call. Really appreciate it. Let's go now to Lori in Pennsylvania. Experience with vaccine shedding. This is a major topic. I think I've experienced this myself. What's your comment now, Lori?
Yes, hi. First, I'd like to make a plug for the Living Defense Plus. I used to weigh about 350, and I'm down to about 270, so it does work. So everyone listening, if you want to maintain your weight or lose weight, I would really 100% recommend to buy Living Defense Plus, and it'll help you out tremendously.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's hard work, too.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, on June 23rd of this year, I gave my neighbor and her mom a ride to go pick up their car at the shop. I knew they were fully vaccinated by the Pfizer, but it was like 4:18 was their last shot. So I figured, well, it would be safe. It was only like a 15-minute ride from my house. The very next day, I am having severe like headaches like I had never had in my whole entire life. It just felt like somebody hit me in the head with a sledgehammer. It was horrible. So about after 2 weeks of that, I went to urgent care, and I said, you know, I believe it's from the shedding, from the Pfizer vaccination, because I gave my neighbor and her mom a ride. And she's like, oh, it's your fault. You didn't take the shot, so you probably have the corona, you know, the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably it. Right.
And I said, no, I said it happened the very next day after I gave them both a ride. And I thought it was safe because their last shot was 4:18.
Right.
And apparently, and now it's like my fingers are tingling. I went to the ER, too, and there's nothing. I told the ER doctor about it, too. They just shut it off. Oh, there's no such thing as shedding, you know. But I want to warn people. Stay out of their cars.
Yeah.
The most dangerous spot you can be with these people that are fully vaccinated are in their cars. In their cars, in your cars, just stay out. Because right now, it actually feels like I'm dying.
Oh, gosh.
And my days are numbered, and I'm having the irregular menstrual period, too. Like, you know, so that's very true about the sterilization. I couldn't believe that. And I'm having the bleeding out, and my brain is probably bleeding right now as we speak because of this. I survived the first bio weapon on us, which was the Chinese weapon. And now I did not survive the second.
Even though you didn't get vaccinated. Well, yeah, keep your head up. I think you'll be fine. Keep taking your supplements and trust your body to get health back.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness. And appreciate free speech while you still have it. While you still have it.
Iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you're supposedly need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points, at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, right back out to the phone calls. No delay. Ryan in California, thanks so much for calling in about Mexico's vaccine rollout. Haven't heard too much about this. You're on the air, sir.
How's it going, bud?
Good, thank you.
Hey, you want to just have you seen the video yet?
Of what?
Okay, I sent in a video, and well, you've seen the videos of the magnetism, right?
Sure.
So, like coins and like spoons and stuff like that, like little objects.
Right. Not even magnets, just metal objects sticking to people.
So I sent in a video of cell phones sticking to people's arms.
Ugh.
And I personally know these people. I know the woman's voice in the video, and, you know, I mean, pick up your cell phone. Tell me how many grams you think that weighs, right? Like a quarter pound or something?
Yeah. I wonder, is there any effect on the cell phone? Because I know if you put a magnet up to a computer screen, you know, you can see the magnetism, you know, affect the LCD usually. So, I mean, did it affect the cell phones at all?
I mean, that's
is this
that's
the video?
A good question.
Is but, this the video he sent? Okay, this is a different video, but similar.
You know, it's just like a little clip, whatever.
Yeah.
Basically, it's not just one cell phone that sticks to the arm. It's actually two cell phones that stick to the arm.
Oh, my gosh.
And when they pull off the second one, you actually see like his little bicep muscle kind of like, you know, do a little twitch or you know, a pulse, let's say, right?
Right.
You know, whenever I get afraid, you know, I run to God. So, I mean, I'm good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, I'll watch that video and we'll make sure to play it in tomorrow's program. So we're able to, you know, put it in the machine and everything and play it in full. Thank you for sending us that. You know, I've seen videos of people. They have like the scanners that you scan chips for, you know, you chip your dog. And so then you go to the vet and they can scan it and it brings up their information. I've seen people do that on their arms. Yeah, the RFID and it going off. I mean, very, very weird things going on with this vaccine and the amount of metals in it. It's incredibly disturbing. We'll make sure to get that video and show you all that there. It looks like a cell phone being stuck to a woman's chest. Yeah, it like snaps on. Wow. Wow, that's very weird. That is very weird indeed. Is this the video that he sent? Because that's what's happening. It's a cell phone. Well, it's not the video you sent, but it's very similar. We'll make sure to show your video next time around. Let's go to Dan in Oklahoma. Says we don't have any real leaders. I agree. I mean, you got Alex Jones. You got Nick Fuentes. I mean, it's pretty easy to know who's real. It's who's not at CPAC this year, right? Who wasn't included, who wasn't invited. Those are the real leaders. They have the ground support. They have the populist support. What we have instead are the propped up faux leaders that are given to us by our corporate overlords. Thanks for calling in, Dan. You're on the air.
Yeah, you bet, Harrison. That's exactly what I'm saying is I've been an InfoWarriors listener since 2004, really. And you know, I know a lot of people are waking up here really rapidly, even myself. You know, I considered myself to be really awake. And over the last year, year and a half, I have really woken up. Good. And something I knew before that people just don't seem to realize now is everybody in our Republican Party is compromised, probably 99% of them. And so we've got wolves in sheep clothing up there, and how do you get anywhere if you don't have any leadership? Like you said, you guys, InfoWarriors is the closest we have to a leader right now. And I think I have a couple of theories why people aren't doing anything about this. I'm a Christian. All my friends are Christians. And when I talk to people about what's going on, I get the same response almost every single time. And it's, yeah, things are really bad, but it's a good thing because that means Jesus is coming back any day now. And we don't have to worry about a thing because Jesus is going to fix it. Now, I'm all for a rapture. I'm all for being hopeful. And, man, I do hope Jesus comes back and saves us all. But if he doesn't, if it's just another trick of the enemy to get us to do nothing, it's working really well.
You know, that's especially scary because my reading of prophecy says that before Jesus comes back, the Antichrist will come back. So what you have is a bunch of Christians sitting around going, hey, Jesus is about to come back, being primed and being prepared to accept the Antichrist as Christ. I mean, it's a bunch of people sitting around thinking, all right, he's about to come. And then here comes the Antichrist. They're going to go, there he is. There's Christ. And, you know, you're falling into total control of Satan right then. And, of course, you know, they say no man will know the day or the hour of the rapture or of any, you know, of the final days, the blowing of the horn of heaven. That's because there is no set date. That's because there is no set date and time that you're able to predict because it's dependent on us. And so, yeah, I guess if you want to just give yourself over to sin, give your country over to sin, give your entire civilization over to Satan, yeah, I guess you will help to accelerate the coming of Jesus. But how about instead we do the work on behalf of God? God doesn't need our help, but we could help him anyway, right? We could do what we're supposed to do. We could try to postpone and waylay and perhaps put off the necessity of Jesus Christ coming back, right? He's not there, you know, as a get out of jail free card. You know, you're just going to let everything go bad and just sit back and like wait for God to fix it for you. That's not what being a Christian's about. Being Christian's about actually doing the work of God here on earth to fight back against the takeover of Satan. And then, you know, if we try our best and do our best and fail anyway, then Jesus can come. But we can waylay that as much as possible by actually behaving well and encouraging, you know, Christian morals here in this country. So it's kind of infuriating to me to think that there's all these people sitting around waiting for
Jesus to come back when really in my reading of it, the first thing is going to be the Antichrist and all these people are going to fall for it. So that's a little troubling. Let's go to Stephen in Florida for perhaps our finest call. Maybe we can get one more in if Stephen is quick. Thanks for calling in. Stephen saying we need to repent now. Hey, right along line with our last call. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Harrison. Okay. So here's what I want to say. I am totally against all the evil, the globalists, okay? So I don't want people taking me the wrong way, but the patriot conservative community, I'm including InfoWars and Mike Adams and Natural News and the whole nine yards, y'all are hitting on the wrong issue because the issue in this situation is not a war on humanity. It's the oldest war, and that's Satan opposing Almighty God. And I know you're saying you're going to agree with me, but bear me out, and I'll try to be quick.
Sure.
The fallacy of the patriot conservative camp is that you're chopping off the top of the weed. You're getting at the symptom, which is what the globalists are doing, but you're not dealing with the root. God told Joshua when they got defeated at Ai after they conquered Jericho, you're going to be defeated and continue to be, and I'm not going to be with you because there's sin in the camp. You disobeyed me. So my point is this. You look at Israel. This was the most prosperous, patriotic, powerful nation on the face of the earth. They got conquered by their enemies, and the reason is because they got self-righteous. They got to thinking they were better than all the evil people that were idolaters and Satan worshipers, and they actually turned against God. It's the same thing in America now. We have a bunch of people running around pointing out the evil of the globalists while they're taking the Lord's name in vain, cussing, advocating all kinds of idolatry, mocking God with their compromise with the world, putting the name of Jesus on it, saying, well, I don't care if you're gay or you're a tranny as long as you're a patriot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What I'm saying is the patriot conservative community as a whole is more like Barabbas than the apostles. You hate Caesar, but you don't love Jesus. The apostles told the corruption in their time, we ought to obey God rather than men, but they did not compromise with the world to carry out the mission Jesus had given them to be his witnesses. And so what I'm saying is that until we take seriously, the reason our enemies are taking over in America, Harrison, it is God sending them against us. Why are there hearings? Why is there all this expose, like Project Veritas, of what these people are doing, and yet no justice is ever done?
Yeah, no, it's a great point, and you're exactly right. And I think you know, we've gotten to the point now that they have so corrupted the minds of most people, they literally think the only freedom that truly exists is the freedom to sin. And essentially, if you're telling them that you don't want them to sin, you are restricting their freedom. But you can tell people they can't speak out. You can tell people they can't support certain things. That's fine. Like that, they don't care about that because they don't actually love freedom. They just want the ability to sin. It's very interesting. I have a whole stack that I postponed getting to it. Maybe I'll get to it tomorrow. I almost don't want to, but it goes along with what you're saying. It's just a stack of news that's labeled degeneracy, and it's everything from teaching pornography in public school to showing masturbation videos to first graders to what is being called in the UK the rainbow dildo monkey that is reading to children. So they've moved on from drag queens. It is now pornographic monkeys reading to children.